Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I am here to say that we were played yesterday. We were so played. Not only us, but radio stations and TV stations around the country were played yesterday as we were all talking about William Shatner.
Yeah.
Driving around Los Angeles, eating a bowl of cereal behind the wheel. And everyone was like, what the flip is this guy doing?
Yeah, I remember.
So many questions about it.
Where does he put the bowl?
Yeah, how's he keep it from getting soggy? It went viral. It blew up yesterday. Turns out it was all for a Kellogg's Super Bowl commercial.
Gosh dang it.
Oh, Shatner!
Got you.
Took a few publicity photos at different locations, including behind the wheel for a shot, which he did come out and say was one of the silliest photos he has ever taken. This story says, Shatner says the actual commercial will be him inside a spaceship. So I don't know how that correlates to him eating cereal behind the wheel of a Honda Civic, but we were played, you guys.
I can't believe anything anymore.
And we were going off. Like, we were into this yesterday.
I really thought he was eating cereal behind the wheel. Like, sir, you are 94.
And I read that and I was...
Be careful.
I was literally bummed out.
Yeah.
That this was not a real thing. So anyway... Played yesterday. It is no secret for 20-some years on this morning show, I have raved about the greatest soda of all time, Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I made a funny video probably 15 years ago because my grandma knows my love for Dr. Pepper, and each and every time I go to her house, she's got a cold one ready for me. And it's like I walk in the door, and it's on a coaster.
Aww.
You know? Grandma knows I love Dr. Pepper, and she keeps it stocked just for when I come over. She's given me Dr. Pepper licorice. Dr. Pepper baked beans, Dr. Pepper chapstick. She gave me a t-shirt that says Dr. Pepper on it. I love Dr. Pepper. So when I saw this story this morning, I laughed. This woman named Romeo, she's on TikTok. She uploaded a brief clip last month singing a new theme song for Dr. Pepper. It was not elaborate at all. I'm going to play you just a snippet of it here in a second. Just playfully singing the lyrics. Threw it up there. Tagged Dr. Pepper. And said, hey, let's make thousands together. Now, get this. The video attracted 42 million views,
yeah.
5 million likes, 400,000 bookmarks, and guess who saw it? The doctor saw it.
Good.
And they commented, hold on, you might be onto something. And this week, they unveiled a new commercial featuring the song, Go Her. It's one of those stories where it's like, you know, just throw it out there. See what happens on the socials. Kind of what we were hoping with that Stiddy Up song, but it's kind of falling flat.
Yeah.
here's her song, followed by like the remix version that Dr. Pepper did. You guys will really like
from TikTok.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo.
To a national TV commercial with an audience of tens of millions. TikTok creator Romeo Bingham shared the initial jingle idea last month, saying it was posted impulsively. But soon the jingle went viral. Subway, Popeyes, and Wingstop were among the many big brands who reached out as the original video racked up 40 million views. The real Dr. Pepper also responding, writing, hold on, you might be onto something.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice.
Yay. Apparently, Dr. Pepper is good and nice.
It is.
I'm all about it.
Well, I have seen that on TikTok. So many different people have done their own version of it.
Oh, yeah.
It is everywhere. So it's just like,
you know we should do?
That is a way to get it going.
JKJ, baby, it's good and nice.
Doo-doo-doo. Josh, you need to record it.
Let's do it.
We can do the doo-doo-doo part, Jer.
Dr. Pepper, baby.
Yay, let's do that.
I got two more things I'll quickly get to. The annual Goop Valentine's Day gift guide is here. As usual, it includes a wide range of things I cannot talk about on
there.
This is Gwyneth Paltrow, her company, and generally the Goop stuff is... Goop stuff.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Well, it's way overpriced things that ladies can buy way cheaper elsewhere.
Just right.
Putting it, you know.
Although I will say there's one on here called The Hug, and I can't get into it, but it's mostly for a gentleman. But there is also one I want to talk about. It's called the Vesper Mini, and it is a, let's say, a massager.
Yeah.
For your achy muscles.
Okay.
And it hangs around your neck.
A necklace.
And it's got a turbo mode.
Uh-huh.
$165. External use only, though, it says, for this massager, which is what you're going to want to do if you got like achy shoulders or something, achy arms,
you know, that carpal tunnel.
But I guess it's convenient because it just hangs right there on your neck.
No, it's completely convenient.
Pull it off and, you know, get your ankle if it's hurting.
Never know when it's going to hit. So, yeah.
You never know when you're going to be in the mood to
never know.
Get a knot out, you know? Got a knot here in my leg. I got this thing hanging around my neck. How convenient. Thanks, Gwen. And then one final thing, just for all my 40-year-old dads out there. The Masters of the Universe teaser trailer dropped yesterday. It was 40 seconds long.
Yes.
I didn't know, and I saw it, and I watched it. I cried during the teaser trailer because this is my childhood.
Yeah.
This was my thing. I still collect these action figures. I've got a whole collection of He-Man stuff. I cried.
It's coming back.
And Nicole came home. I was like, you got to watch this. And then she watched it. And I told her I cried during it. She goes, you cried during this?
Wait till the trailer drops.
She was like, what is wrong with you? And I went into this whole thing. I was like, you know, we've been waiting for this for like 10 years. This has been talked about for 10 years. And we've been waiting for it. And she's like, who is we?
I know, like you're talking for all
collectors. And I go, men in their 40s. And I go, and everyone in my Masters of the Universe chat groups and Instagram pages and Facebook pages. We've been waiting for this. You don't even understand.
We're all crying.
So I told her, I go, I am going to go to the, I don't go to movies alone because I think it's weird. I will be at this movie alone. Because I know I will cry in
it. So you can cry.
And it's tears of joy. Yeah. I'm just so happy that this is finally happening. I will cry. And she said, screw that. I'm going to the movie and I'm not watching the movie. I'm going to sit there and watch you cry.
Yeah.
That's love right there.
I love that. Can she record it also?
Please tell you how happy I am.
I'm glad. Like, I'm happy
for
you.
This is my Super Bowl.
I saw you post it, and it made me watch it, and I was like, yeah, I'm excited for the trailer that drops today.
Trailer drops today.
Right? So this was the teaser to the trailer.
Don't even talk to me for an hour afterwards. Okay. I'm going to be a wreck. I'll be a wreck. If you call me, I'm going to be like, yeah, Katie. Can I call you back?
He he's gonna take the next day of work off.
I know.
Man.
I need a day.
All right. That's all I got. I can't even think about it. I watched it again last night and I teared up again. I was like, I'm an idiot.
We'll make sure we're extra gentle tomorrow, okay? Kid gloves all day tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
What else we got going on? Do we have anything sports?
We do. This is actually really cool. The Broncos set a world record this last weekend. They were the most watched Saturday football game ever. Woo! For the 4 hours, 4.5 hours, because overtime as well, they had 40 million viewers watching throughout the entire time, peaking at 52 million viewers during overtime. And on top of that, because of the Bo Nix injury, which we all know about, it all broke our hearts, Studi up, he posted on Instagram yesterday, finally saying everything that happened. He was so thankful for everybody that has reached out or sent him positive vibes throughout the last week or so now, since he has had a surgery. He had a surgery on Tuesday out in Alabama. I've heard, he did not say anything specifically, but I have heard through the grapevine that everything went really well, which is really good.
Good.
But he posted and said, thank you very much. And he will be back stronger and better than ever next year. But right now, in number 8, and Jarrett Stidham, we believe. Go Broncos.
Absolutely. Go Broncos. Yeah, that's going to be a great game. I can't wait.
I'm so nervous and excited.
Can't
wait.
Skited. Like, that's what we're calling it.
Skited?
Scared and excited. Skited.
That's good. Okay. I like that. Trademark Katie.
Hey, Yelp says 3 Colorado restaurants are the best in the nation. Last year we only had 1 on this list. You know, every year Yelp puts out a list of the 100 best restaurants around the country, and we got 3 on the list this
Chili's?
Time. So no. Alma Fonda Fina. No. These are local restaurants, not that chain stuff. So Alma Fonda Fina, that's been around for like 3 years, and it notoriously makes lists. People love the food. It's, if you haven't been there yet, I haven't been there yet, but it's on my list of places to go. Levin Deli is another spot. If you look that up, Jeremy, they have pastrami on rye that I know is
right up your alley.
Like,
I love it.
Like, this deli is like, people from New York rave about it. Like,
where's
this
it at?
So it's down, I believe, like the Lara, it's downtown area.
What's the name again?
Levin Deli is what it's called. But yeah, They, again, another one that's notoriously on list for the best in the city. So 12th Avenue.
4.7 reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 stars.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, look at the pictures of their stuff. So good. So
look at that.
The other one making the list was Golden Banh Mi in Parker, I believe. So that, if you've ever had a banh mi, the Vietnamese sandwiches.
All right.
With the chicken, okay. And it's got like cilantro. Banh mi sandwiches are the
I
best. But so there's our three spots that Yelp says. Right. Go check out some of the best in the country. And yay, Colorado. Hey, this is good news, too. They're going to widen to 70. I know you guys probably don't have to drive on that a lot, but oh my goodness. Every single time I go on 270, it does not matter what time of day it is, you're going to come across some traffic. And they're saying that's because it was never intended to hold that many cars. So they're going to put $800 million into this project. They're going to add 6 lanes to that highway. And again, if you're familiar with 270, it's only a 4-lane highway, and that stuff gets backed up.
When is that going to be done?
So it's going to take 5 years, and they're going to start it next year.
Oh,
so
5 years. If you're on 270 right now, give us a call, 303-691-1649. We'll say hi to you.
Like, when I did traffic reports,
yeah,
that space of highway is always congested. So this is really good news for people who live up north. I mean, anybody who has to take 270 is probably screaming in their car right now, yes, widen the lanes.
It's only going to cost $800 million.
Yeah, it's fine.
And
that's
that is
fine.
The number.
Let's get her done.
Let's do it.
You know? So, yeah, that is really good news for folks up north. And then this story, okay, I don't want to make fun because it's unfortunate that an unmarked Aurora PD cruiser was stolen while puffing, but they have to follow the rules too, right? Like, that's part of it. But Aurora police officer was letting his car warm up earlier this week, and it was like at 6 a.m, but his cruiser got stolen.
Oh.
Like, somebody came up, and it was an unmarked police car. So they
didn't call
even,
that in.
They didn't even know that they stole a police car because it was unmarked. I'm sure once they got in,
they got in, they're like, oh, heck yeah.
Like, oh,
shotgun,
no.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, again, happened really early in the morning. They did catch the thieves not too long after, but yeah, they're saying even though these are police officers, we have to encourage everyone to follow the letter of the law.
Although they leave their vehicles running when they're on the scene, you know, for all their electronics and stuff to run, so they generally puff all the time.
But they're around them. The cops are usually standing around the cruiser.
Not if you gotta run inside. I actually watched a video last night about the new Ford Explorers coming out, and they've got a button in the new police cruisers. So, you know, that takes the key to start it or whatever. You hit this button, you can take your key with you, and it keeps the cruiser running, so all the electronics keep running, but you can't steal it, essentially.
Oh.
It's got an anti-theft button now in the police cruisers, which they might have them now, but I was first news to me, I guess.
Yeah, no, they needed to do that a minute ago, but better late than never, right?
This poor guy. How do you call that in?
I know. That's the thing, too, is you know he was so probably sheepishly like, oh, hey.
Hey, listen, my bad.
Hey there. But again, they caught the thieves.
Good.
And they actually found that those thieves were stealing multiple cars in that area. So this kind of spurred them finding the thief for all of the, you know, car theft. So, yeah, there you go.
There's your Mile High Hype this morning, you guys, with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.